Good morning, everybody. My name is Dr. Alpan. I present Hussain Jain of Kamar.
Ismail Hussain from the Parliament Team Monitoring Group.
Concluded that the limitations in Section 18 of the Board Act were unconstitutional and invites their servant to consider unfair illumination. This finding was not opposed by the Minister of Transport and also our Indian Minister. The personnel court argued that it would not be appropriate to declare the sexual invalidity unique retrospective effect. Simply, the personnel court held that Parliament is best suited to determine the extent of compensation to which the applicants are entitled. The personnel court suspended the declaration of invalidity for a period of 18 months. The personnel court also added that while it did judgment on the contest three of the chair basis by Section 10 of the Code Act, there were other three actions created by the same section which had not been before the constitutional court. It held that it is desirable that Parliament address the applied to the rules affected by a rules of the same section. It is therefore clear from the judgment of the constitutional court that Parliament was desired to no regime applicable to this fifth category of voting. That is, those who were involved in the prior to 1st August 2008 and whose lives are captured by Section 18 of the Old Act. The legislation proposed an increase in compensation available to persons who have ceased to have equal to the entitlement of any other victim under the 4th Amendment Act. And the legislation should not have the effect of forcing all those sexual victims affected by the subject to the role affected to be subjected to the role in the Family Act 1996 and excluded after 1st August 2008 as this would have removed the line that was set under the code. The role in the functional provisions is to provide to the transitional measures in respect of certain categories of sex parties whose lives were listed under the code act and give effect to the personal judgment of Mbumbo as the Minister of Transport. That is the effect of this bill that has been taken by the I will now quote the best laws of the day. Clause 1, normally defines certain ways that are used in the act. And the third way is the definition of the fund. This refers to the road in the fund as the fund in the principal act. The new act means the road in the fund as 1996 could confess as a 2008 format. The old act means the road in the fund as 1996 could confess as a 2008. The right means regulation made by the member. Third party refers to a person who has a right to claim compensation from the fund in terms of the comparison of the whole act to make the subject to limitation imposed by Section 18(1) or 2 of that act, and whose claim has upon this act taken the point not to strike for the final summary by the same rule. Our definition of third party is the first where a person who has a right to get compensation from the fund in terms of Section 30 of the whole act to place the subject limitation imposed by Section 18(1) or 2 of that act, and whose link has afforded this act in effect not to the type of the finance command by settlement or judgment. Clause 2 of the act deals with transitional arrangements for certain third parties. Clause 2.1 provides that if a third party intends to have their claim considered in terms of the whole act, they must expressly and unconditionally indicate this on a prescribed form within 1 year of the act taking effect. Clause 2.1 further provides that if the third party does not elect or indicate their election on the prescribed form, then the claim of the third party will be dealt with in terms of the new act and shall be subject to the transitional arrangement set out in Clause 2.1a to 2.1g. Clause 2.1a provides that according to the remaining provisions of the Act, the cause of action of the third party is deemed to have arisen on the 1st August 2008 for purposes of the entrance of the Rules of Employment Amendment 2005, as the Constitution 4, Chapter A, paragraph B of the new Act. Clause 2.1b provides that the right of the third party to claim non-pecuniary general damages loss is limited to a maximum of 35,000 unless the third party participates in a serious in their assessment before that prescribed by Regulation 3 of the Road Income Fund Regulation 2008, indicating a serious injury within 2 years of its act taking effect. And it is determined in accordance with Regulation 3 of the Road Income Fund Regulation 2008 that the third party suffered a serious injury. Clause 2.1c of the bill prohibits double dipping or double compensation by allowing the deduction of certain amounts on the claim of the third party. If the third party recovers certain money from the owner, Treiber oder den Feuer und der Treiber oder der Motto, da ist die Worte in der Kommunikation. Kämen, dann wir mit, zu verleihen, so gut, dass ihr dieses Verweis in der Festhalten. In allen Themen haben wir gemäht, dass das Preis des Herrn für die Entrüstung von der Kohle hätten. Themen, was wir gemäht, dass das Herr für die Entrüstung von der Kohle hätten, ob es mehr mal in der Erinnerung des Herrn hätten, wenn die Drehen, oder die Befehlung, als die Kohle hätten, oder in allen Dauern der Republik nicht noch die ganze Kohle. So, du waren die Impulse, die du von der Zeit hast, die zu pflegen, weil ich nicht mal das Verfehlung in der Kohle. So, in the respect of sporting tests by the best parting prior to the health safety defense. Clause 2 wants to absorb the owner, the driver, and the employer of the driver from inability to the first party. Clause 2 of the bill, this law exempts the first party from the prescription incentives a couple of such as being a minor, any person to change as a patient in terms of mental health exclusion, or a person under the leadership, and suspicion will start arising once the treatment. Clause 3 is a standard clause providing for the short term field command and the provider this aid will come into operation only at the age fixed by the president and the mission in the draft bill of the public comment address number 3453 for public comments on the issue under 311. Comments were received and when necessary, this has been provided to the draft bill. The office of the ship is not based on consultants. It recalls that Rose is required an estimate of 1.3 million. If the bill is not passed, it recalls the RAF an estimated 2.264 million. That means an additional expenditure of 9.64 million. Once the bill has been approved by Parliament and attended to by the President, it will be published in the government address for general information and commencement. The indication of the RAF will be communicated to the affected third parties and ultimately the RAF will be proclaimed for commencement. The procedure for this bill, the Office of the State Department and the Department of Transport are the view of the opinion that the bill must be dealt with in accordance with the procedure established by Section 25 of the Constitution, since it contains no provision to which the procedure of Section 24 or 36 of the Constitution. The State Department and the Department of Transport of the opinion that it is not established to defend this bill to the National House of Traditional Leaders in terms of Section 81A of the Constitution, Traditional Leaders and Governance in the Act 2003. Since it does not contain provisions pertaining to customary law or custom of the local community. That is the end of our presentation, and we therefore request the Director of Public Safety to consider and approve the bill for amendment of the president.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. 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 I will allow members to ask if there are any questions and also if there are any comments. Followed by who honorable member Emma, followed by who honorable Jacob, and then followed by honorable Kier.
Thank you for the presentation. And what I like to was shocked when there was something like change of recommendation. But now, in terms of content, this is what we like. Let me applaud the fifth recommendation, but in terms of the end, to the culture. First and foremost,
when I was listening to this presentation, I was wondering, because this is what we have been saying as a committee to many of the people. When you look at this amendment here, they are good. They do not sound good. They are good. But now the problem is, immediately we say yes. They don't come back to us regularly. Because my question that I would have said, I know it may not necessarily have to reflect in the amendment. There are these, how do you, when you start to find a correct thing, if I say the intermediaries or those who go between the party and area, your legal representation. I wonder where is this located? Maybe at the level of the relationship. That we do away with this. Where we would say people of North Africa need not be represented in this matter. Because there's a lot that goes wrong as far as this is concerned. You will remember last time I made a practical example of my death, where I saw myself close and I looked, you did not gain country. You were not only among the necessary, you were back. And all that and all that and all that. So, Chair, I'm saying, if my question is not relevant, please, you would bear with me first. I say, what's more, I know and understand that such may not get in the amendment paper, but it has to reflect someone, be it in the relation.
My say is on the consultation part. If I look at section for the consultation, the document was published for public comment in the government guidelines number. Comment was received from various stakeholders. And when necessary, they have been incorporated in the deal. And this committee implemented probably. I think it is important that for public comment, the department must also tell us whether they did make, because it's not only for people who are aware of what is happening, there are people down there, the cutthroat level, who actually mix this information on the street, because this thing happens to them. If it can't happen to other members of parliament, as Honorable Lenzana was saying, he said he was called, he said come again, and they were so much. What about an ordinary person in the rural area, who doesn't know what the government address is? How do you really make them aware this information? It is really very important. We were in the Northern Sea. And I think too, one day, there was an accident of the bus, there was an accident of the taxi, and also how do you make sure that they really understand what is happening. Even if you say the traditional, the parliamentary procedure, it's not necessary to take this in the house of traditional leaders. But I think they also need to take information, definitely. So how are you going to make them aware? we understand in section 75. We understand that. But I think we must really look at how can we make these people aware of what is happening, because we are also leaders in their own right. We make roadshows, and we're going to make roadshows just to also educate you, but consequently, then let me stop the attention.
But what I don't understand is that on page 41, we spoke about the core action. It says that ethnicity is human being the next term court. The third party movement, all the actions, and it can be the High Court. At the High Court, I want to understand who's serving in the court of life. Is the party, the individual, or what about the player? And the third one, representing, I think, of future purposes. We are actually, for this is the first part of the group, would like to see some of the panel, because then usually the discussion is solely on the department. We comment to include or not. So we would like to have, we understand sometimes the volume of comments, but we have one page to say these are the comments, this is the content of the comments. So we also can see that some of the comments which we felt were necessary to be are in the second. Thank
you.
Thank you, Sir President. I'm sorry for questions. This is an amended copy by the portfolio committee. I'm not sure whether maybe it's only he doesn't have the original copy of the copy. Because I think even if it comes to us, we must also receive not the amended version. We must also receive the copy, the original copy, so that we all look at it. We don't look at the amended one, because maybe there might be some questions that we, as this committee, can still amend.
I'm sorry for correction. I think the other Mama Tema, the last key comment you should increase, it's supposed to be like this, because it's from them. That's why now we brought it up. But finally, it will affect over how. That's my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Mama was asking me about this, that he said, with a small letter, and blah 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 blah, in collateral. I would say that I think it's correct because it's from them, it's not taken, it's from them. Therefore, the finance that's raised, it will include both houses. That's why they are here.
If I captured both Honorable PTF and Honorable Kemp, what they are saying is there is no problem with the judgment. But we would have loved to see that original document which was addressed for conduction. That's what matters. And Honorable Thursday, if we could get a data of the input or on from the consultation process. And then Mama Temba Thursday, so that we can see what is it that we can also effect without negating the work that has been done by the source of the conference. That's what they are saying there.
Let me this opportunity to the department to respond.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I'm going to deal with some of the questions or some of the answers to the questions myself, and then I'm going to hand some of them to the Road Accident Fund. Yes, in terms of keeping intermediaries out of the system, the RAF has been doing a lot of work in that regard, and we're going to ask the RAF to tell you what they've been doing in the communities and in the area in order to ensure the claimants can deal directly with the RAF. So we'll give our RAF an opportunity once I'm finished. there is in place a communication strategy being finalized. Once this bill is promulgated, there will be communication at various levels. The strategy is still in formulation, and this follows from a recommendation from Cabinet that there be an advocacy program on the benefits that this bill brings. As far as the question concerning the House of Traditional Leaders, the Chief State Law Advisor will deal with that question. With the assistance of the Department of Transport. I need some clarity from members of the Chair regarding the question on the Magistrates Court and the High Court. If I understood the question correctly, Honourable Member, was the question related to who will transfer the matter from the Magistrate Court to the High Court? Okay. Who will enter the court?
Who will
enter
the court?
Okay. The cost aspect at the end of the day will be dealt with at the finalisation of the claim, and at the end of the day, the RAF, if the claim is successful, the RAF will at the end of the day pick up that debt, but only at the finalisation of that action, which is the normal procedure that happens when claims are finalised. Some of the other questions were dealt with by the chairperson relating to the report copy of the bill. Yes, I'm going to hand over to Advocate Michael Booker, who will deal with some of the other questions today.
Thanks, Chairperson. On the question of consultation, yes, we have mentioned the comments by the Honourable Member about extensively going down to the heart and of the people. For people not have access to cadets, we will tell that it's a point for that issue. The question of whether we should be giving you the original bill that we have published or comment, that will be a problem, because like, we are stating that it was published in Kazakhstan and so on. So it's a public decision, and you can just appeal what you can next to the government center, you can by using the service number, you can just buy it for a different. But for the honorable member, really, the chairman has articulated very well that we are presenting the bill that has been passed by the other House of Parliament. So we, unfortunately, legally have to focus on that one. But if there's a special request for a meeting that we should also give you the original machine, that really shouldn't be a problem, we could have just maybe a fraud for the speech. But normally, we do that one that is passed by or the test, because this is no longer our process, this is no longer our bill, the bill that is part of the other house to in particular. But that shouldn't be a problem. If the other members need the original copy, we will gladly apply the particular. The question of delay on the regulation. Yes, there might be other instances that will get passed and the regulations are getting delayed. But yes, the role in the fund, that is impossible. Because anything on the road in the fund, any process that you undertake, you need to be guided by the regulations. So the regulations are very key to this particular act. It's just unfortunate that we legally were required to bring the regulations here. But there's no way that you can implement any part of the road in the fund without the regulations. Because the regulations tell you which form are you supposed to be in. After seeing the time frame to within, I subscribe within the regulation. for which are not daily, there's nothing that can be with other religions, and it's not foreseeable that they should be explained. One other thing that I would like to bring the attention of the Honorable Member, you will understand when your religious center of this bill that it's a transitional provision to the end. It is not an amendment bill, and it's addressing a transitional period. Therefore, this bill, ultimately, it will be abrogated by this bill. Once it has addressed the people to which it's meant to address, then this bill will gradually fade away without this amendment bill. Or without this amendment bill. So it's addressing a transitional period. I'll pass the communication strategy and questions to the audience.
Thank you, Chair. Members of the committee, I'm going to just quickly touch on the two questions that are linked. The one is the communication strategy, and the second is on the question of intermediaries. One of the strategic objectives of the OAS is that we must reduce our delivery costs, and our main delivery costs are on multi-patient wellness. And the way that we're doing that is to increase our geographic footprint and to go out and increase our ability to access the funds. We realize that it's been a problem, and we have, within the last 12 to 18 months, embarked on roadshows where we actually take our staff out to claimants. We set up roadshows, we communicate that we're going to be available, and there and then, we either accept new claims or we settle existing claims. And that is a means of getting people to know they can come directly to the RAS. Many people aren't aware of it, but you can come directly, but you don't actually need a lawyer to come to the fund. And this is a way that the fund is going about not only doing the communication campaign, but also giving access to what we do in that existing claim. On the communication of this bill to people who are affected by it and to the public in general, as Mr. Gao mentioned, there will be a communication campaign. The RAS also now has a fully functional call centre. People can phone the call centre, there could be general information on the RAS or information on how to write the claim or on a specific claim. And that stops there being this person in the middle. People are getting to the RAS, so we'll use our call centre. We'll use our roadshows that we do, and through the strategy that's being developed, we'll have other means of communication so that people will know about the transitional arrangement that's been implemented. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Yes, I was saying we have attempted to answer all the questions that we have, and that may be the response.
All of them are left with the opportunity to have a certain bite so that we can be in ways we are not satisfied to be satisfied. I know that there is a meeting.
Because they say a person who is destitute is a third party. And now it means the third party will move from the magistrate court to the high court. And it's going to be expensive for the third party. So I'm not comfortable with the response because they said the RESF will incur the cost. But that is not what it is.
The third party is the one who needs to be looked at. Okay. Honourable Member. Yes. 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 How did you get the feeling that you are not going to see them?
Thank you. Honourable Member Mlenzani.
said we have the same question but put differently so you understand. My question also is on that page 21, related to the question I asked about the reduction of the use of the government. Now, how do you see the third country moving from the level of the magistrate court to the high court with power and intermediate? Because if you were to say that we should try by all means to reduce the usage of these legal people, because when now they begin, how is my cancer?
Honorable Mama Temba.
Thank you, Dr. President, for asking me to say. I still feel that when it comes to us, we get open minded. We must still bring the original. Because if you just bring this amendment, you're saying we must just look at this and agree. For example, a main text, you might find that the mistake that is in this amendment, that was not a mistake in the original one. So I think it's important even for us, when we go through, we must just go through. You know, you can vote. You can find that the comrade was in the original one, and when it comes the amended one, the comrade is no longer where it's supposed to be there. So I'm asking that I believe that it's my belief. So I'm subject to correction. But for us to see the summer job, we must look at both and
For an example, the way it's stated that it should not have the effect for the whole of the queue and this thing, blah, 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 blah. This one is really quite a bit more of a category. That's one. Number two, this really can assist us by, give us the relationship between this deal and the road accident benefit scheme. What is the relationship in that regard? Then also, the first question which is coming, I wanted to make a writer, is what we said, why is this a transitional provision? Why is it transitional provision? And then, where are we moving to?
Elaborate on why we are here. And that it can appear to me that in the light of what we actually need to present to you as soon as possible will be those active benefit schemes. And to clarify that, of course, the particular bill is not dealing with that at all. Also answering Honourable Member's question with regard to the regulations and the intermediaries, because that is one of the critical issues which is basically the facilitating total of a wall of the system. That is the main issue that we are in process of addressing. And I would like to start off by informing this honorable committee that we are in the final phases of the drop in a consultation of what we call the rest of the soul, not actually intended to see an administrative soul, which will turn the reflection and deal with all the system and process problems that we bring in the experience, the nerve. And that particular goal is due, according to our own internal processes, to be published for public comment as soon as possible, and we hope that will be by the end of the financial year. This is a calendar year. Honourable Chairperson, however, when we refer to this goal, and it is called a transitional goal, purely because we are dealing with claimants that put a claim in as a passenger to an accident. After our amendment bill in 2008 was passed, in 2008 we corrected the unconstitutional provision of our previous act, which basically stated that you could only claim up to 25,000, irrespective of that. If you had been a passenger in a vehicle where your driver was guilty, the incident by the these passengers, they could claim as much as the victim allowed at the time. If your driver was guilty, you as a passenger would claim 25,000 rand flat maximum, and that was an unconstitutionality that we corrected in 2008. However, the problem that now persisted in the system was that people that got into an accident before 1 August 2008, that their claims were not dealt with yet, or settled, or through the court process by the time that the new interpretation arrived. They got frustrated because of the unconstitutionality. And that is why Ndungu and the other person took us to constitutional court and said, oh, it's all fine that you collected this matter for you guys. But what about the whole thing? And then the court came and said, well, we cannot accept legislation retrospectively. We cannot support. A legislator can also not do anything retrospectively. But what you can do as a legislator is that you must deal with those people through legislation. How would be the best reasonable way to compensate them for their injury? And then the Constitutional Court came with that decision. It gave directing orders to refer to a previous Constitutional Court decision, which said that you cannot give them unlimited damages compensation. That would not be in line with the financial affordability of the system, and also with the new compensation system that we have after the maintenance act. In 2008, we kept the provision, all the provisions, so that we look like a 1.5 billion rand tax, etc. We kept it, and we corrected the passenger. The Labour Court said, look at that. Try to bring through a bill that will rectify this unconstitutional situation for those people already. Now, before I try to elaborate that, and apologies for my quite lengthy discussion here, we need to keep in mind that in the previous dispensation, when you were a passenger, although your claim was capped to the RS to 25,000, you had the right to claim the balance of your damages from the vehicle parking, in other words, the driver, the vehicle driver. You could do that. And many passengers actually did that, if they had to. If they had the means to go to a court and get an attorney, which would go through the same process, they actually claimed that money was a from the real department. But also, and that was one of the claims in the removal case, if your driver could not pay, because he did not have the means to pay you your 1.5 billion rand, but you did not get that. So, basically, what is done in the transitional arrangement? Well, we gave a choice to the passenger in the system, which are not acceptable. We say, well, you can still decide to keep with your previous presentation, where you claim the 25,000 from the RS and the balance from the guilty party. You could do that. Or you can choose to go to this new presentation. And that is the choice that you need to make. If you do not make a choice, automatically you will go into the new act, which is the one that we say today. Basically saying the following. You will be able to claim exactly as any other party which is not at fault, in accordance with the existing dispensation. Again, that's the 2008 Act. In other other words, your income will be limited to 100,000, 50,000 a year, etc., etc. You can also claim your serious injury, general damage, the so-called sorry money for shock and so forth. You can claim that if you have a serious injury. That's important, madam. That is one of the comments that you see. You see this as a proceeding comment. That's one of the comments. Okay, well, such a long time now left. How will I be able to prove my serious injury? Now again, remember, serious injury, general damages, we are only referring to sorry money. Not medical costs, not income, just your pain and suffering. Those are the general damages. So it is difficult to prove it. Even after 2008, it's difficult to prove it. Then we put in a clause to say, even if you cannot prove serious injury, we will, and that is an addition to the existing compensation for other victims, you will be able to claim general damages to the cap amount. So that was one of the ways that we tried to address that particular comment, and that is to the satisfaction of the particular commentator. Jefferson, I would like to quickly refer then to the transitional arrangement. As my colleague already indicated, this particular bill will lapse once those claims in the system have been dealt with, either by agreement or in accordance with law. All new passenger claims coming in from the 1st August 2008 automatically being dealt with in accordance with the new bill. And just maybe one last point. Moving from the magistrate court to the High Court, we 100% understand the sentiment of honourable minister. In practice, just to clarify the legal premise a little bit, it's quite common that when a particular case is being decided not to be in the domain of magistrates, in other words, they do not have the power to basically make a decision on it, that is automatically referred to. The claimant does the same case that we would like to do that. So it's a court procedure, it's not complex. There's nothing complicated about that. In addition, often that is what Mr. Dow tried to think in explaining. Once your final judgment is being given, then your judge will indicate who must bear the cost. Now, if the claimant succeeded, the IA will bear the cost. Presently, there is not a loser or a winner in any RAS case. So in RAS claim, automatically, and that is why our real costs are so high, all the real costs are being carried while they were at the front. So it is just a question of in the end. But also, I would like to put them in that risk by saying that in accordance with these attorney agreements that they have with their clients, clients do not pay until the very end. So in practice, how it will work is, yes, there will be costs, it will be burned or bear by the attorney himself, and in the very end, when the final judgment comes, then there will be an allocation of legal costs, and that the RAS will pay on their shoulders in accordance with that. So just to clarify that particular provision and provision. Jefferson, if there's anything else I'd like to say, my final saying to the committee, however, from the department, it's very critical to say that we really appreciate time set aside by this committee on short notice, because as you know, because of this constitutional court decision, we have a limited time to actually perform and provide this bill to the public. And that goes to the question actually that I have to answer on the financial implications. If the bill is not passed, the implication is that those categories of people may be in a position to say, well, this particular provision is unconstitutional. So I will, and that is the legal argument, we're going to say it's correct or not, I may claim unlimited. So if I accidentally would have been Bill Gates sitting at the back of the factory and I got injured, now I can actually claim my 1.5 billion, the half a billion. So the question is, then you go against the other very strong arguments of that we cannot provide unlimited claims. So we need to cap it. But we must also be reasonable and not cap it at 5,000. Cap it in accordance with the existing system, which follows the past and which the Constitutional Court gave us the green light to go through. So, just to answer the question, if not, and to massage this court again in the court, that we have tax off from all going into the million, we will have serious financial problems with our aid. And the other financial implications to start this court will also cost us a little bit of money. It's just more that if you came from 5,000 and now you must actually settle your real ambition, it will be more. But at least that, those damages and financial forecasts have been done by the RA, and they will be in a position to be able to pay that. Thank you.
This is the section that was amended, so that
the select committee will also see that the portfolio committee has amended this. Otherwise, as it is now, we don't see why they have amended. Thank you.
Honourable member,
I think that the presenters of the bill must understand that our institution is not an institution going down to Abba. And the different situation we found ourselves is the fact that we didn't have the documentation in terms of the input society in Santa. Now we have almost a final product in Santa. So that's why I would ask them for clearance. And also the other thing, we are coming from different parts of society outside. It's because of the part we are coming from. A town like a Rinpasma or Karif or Ritpur, where the level of literacy is very low. That is a constituency which you need to protect by bringing this down. And this is the policy clearance from us. I am actually not satisfied on the issue of the good feelings about that. Because a lady in the lower court for a lawyer in a lady of a high court, it's huge difference between me and us. Those people are absolutely totally dependent on these lawyers which rub them off. And it's an opportunity to drive by the lawyer. But I'm telling that person, I'm convinced. I don't want this situation because everything. We can put up that phone now and call the call center. We're going to wait an hour before we come. There's going to be a music background and phone out of ceiling. In my constituent office, I have a lot of people. I've nothing more than this person. I don't know if he's a finalist because the call is not before. So I'm saying, how does it play in this? And the mind is to see that how does we really set aside the middleman? Because there is a bulk of the money also. Before he gets his money, he already gets a half of his money. Yeah. We have to all set aside a possibility of person who might see the gap in the legislature. But here we talk about a person really no money, no resources. And I want to understand, is that option of the higher court not the same expenditure which you would spend on a lawyer? Because of the difference in terms of the benefit of a low court and a higher court. Thank you.
Chair, maybe I'll assist the department on the question that was on our channel. What Honourable Temba is saying, she wants the document, the original document that is submitted to the portfolio committee that is in the Senate. And after that, you give another document where the National Assembly has amended, and it shows the whole letter saying this is where they have made their amendment, so that we will be able to make comparison. So as it is, as you submitted, there's nothing we should take there. It is a new document. So I think I should clarify what she wants. And also, I'm comfortable also on the issue of high order and the magistrate. If the court decides that you are going to pay, either way, you pay or you win the case. whole body pain, and this issue of intermediate, which was asked by other of the members, because at the end of the day, we are going to make somebody's peace. So we want that clarity, so that when we endorse something that we are quite sure.
From insight, only two things. Number one, the object called by little collection before the instruction which was given to Bashwai Commission, there was an outcry about issues of protest and fine. In particular, people from poor countries, which is not in two things, more. For example, the person is saying that, yes, there are really many people who are in two ways to see the issue. If you think that we would need this kind of lawyers, and they would use these different lawyers so they can bring more, so that they can call, they can inject more people. And the outcome by then, we notified that there was a foul play sometimes in those gaps. They put the fabrication so that they can claim more. Once they receive the money, they come back, stay in South Africa. Is the bill attracting back? How are those people being paid? Are we paid the same? Or is there still discrimination in Africa? And then the last one. Leader Obama, the head. We could clarify us so that we sensitize the members and sensitize ourselves about the issue of the time frame, so that when we play our part, we play within the strength of the time frame, which you will deal by the court that the other piece is trying to do that. Over to you for that.
If there is an amendment made in the portfolio committee, an A bill gets passed, and this is a copy of the A bill, that reflects the amendment that has been done by the portfolio committee. And now this particular amendment is incorporated into this particular bill. Second, the other thing is that
The intention behind allowing the latter to be chartered is to enable the claimant, who happens to be one of those passengers which Dr. DeBoer referred to, who claimed was limited to 25,000 rand under the old system, is to facilitate them to enable them to obtain more because of the way the court operates and because someone who's having issues and they're in a dispute process without accident funds, by enabling them to remove their court action and take it to a high court, they're then able to get more money. That is because there was a judgment which said that you can't remove a matter from a magistrate's court and place it in the high court because there were all sorts of court rules that prohibited that. And therefore this act allows them to facilitate that process for those people to actually get more compensation than the 25,000 they were originally limited to. So that's the purpose of that provision in that act, is to enable the firm to get more out. And it just appears that way purely because of the complex nature of the RAF legislation. As far as the foreigners are concerned, Honourable Chair, this bill doesn't specifically address the issues of foreigners. That's something which will receive attention under the Road Accident Benefit Scheme situation. The reason this bill doesn't deal with foreigners is because this bill arises from that court case. And this bill seeks to remedy the fact that certain passengers' claims were limited in terms of what the judgments raised. And because of the time frame which Advocate Muslim Bukha will come back to, because of that, we in this bill only dealing with the matters that are raised in that court case. We are in a fixed time constraint, and we have to deal with that. And that's why this particular bill is a standalone bill, as opposed to an amendment bill which amends the RAF Act. This is a standalone bill. But this bill deals with care and basically only that.
Right. One of the members, I can see that this exercise, let me start to go to the number 10 one, and then when we need to come back, followed by another member, followed by another member, when we finish my coming back.
Thank you, Mr. President. I still repeat, Mr. Matsum, you can't stick with the amendment. One of the controlling committees amendments, and we decide we are not aware which section or which part or which line of the D1 amendment. Because it's us who must support you and say, we agree with this amendment. So you want us to say we agree. Without seeing what are we agreeing on. You are sitting with the amendment, you got a copy. You're going to distribute the copy after we have finished. What's the use for us? What's the use? Really, this is doesn't, it, to me, it doesn't make any sense. When you come with the bill, as Honorable Jacob was saying, if you don't have the copy, you know, give us the copy. On the bill, amended bill, you make it bold. So that we know that it was amended. Really, we are just children. We're not rubber stamping as just electronics. We don't want to rubber stamp. The people take us to be rubber stamping. We don't want to rubber stamp. We want to agree and support what we see. We want a gamma, we want an image, and support. But if we don't have something, we won't.
We are finding ourselves in an unfortunate situation just because of minor, let me not say minor, let me say what is perceived as minor technical, but when you look deeper, it is not. Chair, I think I am not a legal lawyer, but you know, it's just from a heartbeat. Yeah? Yeah, from a heartbeat.
This was not about their being captured. Because here, this is not an amendment. The advocate has been consistent as to actually there with the constitutional provision, not an amendment. But now, here, Earth captures in the second one.
Then, those brother,
he says,
as amended by proposal.
Hence, then we want the original, the before amendment, which unfortunately was not there. It was not that. Because when you amend, you amend something which has been in a particular lifetime, isn't it? Something which has been lived. How do you begin to amend something which hasn't been there? Because you as an advocate, these have just been developed to a particular matter, a particular challenge that you have to attack. Hence, you are saying immediately, that child is attacked. This thing is green, is green, is green, is green, and die off. It will not, existing for long. So, to me, I think that is why we have an A block of the second one. The second one is, unfortunately for the Department of Justice, they took it for granted that once something is dealt with by the Portfolio Committee, then it does go. That has, by the way, but he's already been with us. He knows. I wonder where he was, not to advise him. That if he needs to deal with other committees, but not this one. For instance, and I was going to find it very, very difficult, doctor, to just advance. How do I say yes when even that paragraph amended by the Portfolio Committee, I don't even see it. How do I say yes? I understand you are pressed by time, but it will be difficult. Honestly. You are talking yes of the new act and the old act. I don't even have any of the two. I'm thinking with this one is addressed. This is one is, you know, addressing the two. I don't have the old act, I don't have the new act, but you are saying which one is addressing. So how then do we begin? I personally, I'm not told this meeting yet, but I have a strong feeling that the department is not ready for us. We are a select committee, Anthony. We are not a portfolio committee. The spectacles that we put on are not the same that the portfolio committee members put on, unfortunately. You know, before put on spectacles, you will see. You will go through a diagnosis by a particular, eye specialist. And my specialist will fit my eye, not other body's eye. So that's what is unfortunate.
Thank you, Honorable Jacob.
Yeah, better not have any questions. I think all our members have captured it correctly. I think that annexure that Mr. Mboka was showing now, it shows that they are not ready for us. Because if he says it's for 2F, it should be there in bold letters. We should see it in bold letters in 2F. And there is nothing of the fact. But he does have an agenda which says this is what the portfolio committee has amended. Secondly, I'm still not happy with issues that we have been raised between magistrate court and the high court. I'm not convinced with the explanation that there is. Because they say the third party is going to institute against the farm in the magistrate court. And now, if he's not happy, he'll go to high court. And it means, if I'm poor, will I be able to take the extra high cost? And how do you reconcile when you say the fund will pay? Whereas the fund is the one that has been instituted again. So the explanation here, it does not hold good. Convince us that this question of 2E2, because the way it has been written there, I'm not convinced. I'm not yet convinced.
Over to the department.
But the first step is that I'll hand over to the doctor to us.
This has been from the department side. I would like to request an apology from the department if that in any way that perception was created that this select committee is perceived as another cancel. I could honestly mark that is definitely not the case. In fact, for us, it's not only the members, but for us, the whole matter is here for the support from the provinces and the approval of this committee. It's not only before the century according to the constitution, but for us it's absolutely critical that there's an understanding throughout all the constituencies of the impact of this particular bill and the guidance, leadership provided by this particular committee. So I would like you to provide an authority if that perception was really created. In the same breath, Honourable Chairperson, we will absolutely gladly provide the select committee with any documentation. It's not at all. It's a matter of what most conveniently will be to benefit of the particular meeting, whether that be done now after a short interval or at the next opportunity. But all the particular documents requested and needed by the committee to really provide the necessary background to this bill, we will be absolutely honoured to provide the documentation and also explanation on the document if that's necessary. Chairperson, just by way of clarity, I would like to emphasize again that although we are informed of all the difficulties and challenges of the Rhodes Given Fund, we are very seriously attempting to rectify those problems in the report that will be presented to this committee in due course. However, this transitional arrangement for is purely necessitated due to the court judgment regarding the specific number of passengers that are already in the system. And that is why when we talk about the intermediary, all those claims that are being governed by this particular law already have it. They are already in the system. They are already in the magistrate's court. On the legality of magistrates to high court, the legal presentation, the rule of court, provides that if your claim is about a certain amount, you may not proceed in that court. Similarly, there was a judgment that said, you go to court, that time any court, you go to court, the magistrate says, I cannot deal with this matter. Then you can't just go out and put it into the high court, where they will have the mandate. Now, whether that legal dispensation is right, wrong, or good, or bad, that is not right to say, but that is the legal framework. And the difficulty that any claimant will now have, who has already constituted in the magistrate's court, even if it was thought through, and then suddenly he wants to claim more damages, then he will have a legal problem through another act, a piece of court group, that will say that you can't now go to high court. That will provide endless administrative difficulties in the whole process of trying to settle this matter. So we are anticipating and advised by our lawyers, basically in the drafting of this bill, that put it in there so that the court will not have a problem to refer you to the High Court. I would just like to say that is why it is there. It may not answer the direct question the member asked, but that is the reason why it has been put there. And that's something more important that is maybe already to the knowledge of this committee, but the agreement that claimants enter into with their attorneys, those agreements say, we do not need to pay us. We will take care of all the costs involved. In the end, and this is a problem that we know of, we will take 25 or 40% of whatever you get. Except, we don't even give you a bill to pay so many letters, I've written so many calls, so many bills, we don't even give you that. We just take our 25%. And that's it. So at the end of the day, whether or not it was referred to, there were additional costs, or whatever was necessitated, those things that stand, that will relate to legal costs for that particular claim, are agreements already entered into by all these claims. And even though we know that we have rectified this position, and we will do so, Chairperson, in our rapport that will be coming for, these particular passenger claims, because they're already in the system, already in the court, already with it, agreement already signed, the tragedy is that it has been sealed. We cannot intervene, we cannot cancel those agreements. We can't intervene in that regard. But for future, new claims, anything new, we will be settling that through the new legislation, and as the IRS indicated, we try to enhance new claims to go directly. My apology, Chair, for taking maybe a longer time, if necessary, but I would like to end by just requesting your leadership in if we need to go back and change anything, provide more information, we will definitely be able to do that. We are all informed of the time frame set by the Constitutional Court, and that's what my thank you to the committee for putting it onto the agenda. But that is not to say that we need to finalise everything today and it must be around us. Not at all.
maybe we might call it the soup, so that we have this final issue. But also to comment about the issue of the contingency fees, I want to allow you to respond now. Take the loan provision. What I'm scared of is contingency fees. Sometimes we give a lot of chance to the buyer. And I think you call it very well. What created me us to propose some of this money, whatever. Because that most of the time, during this process, lawyers will jump in the gun. And they were doing what they have to present on. When part of this for poor people, ignorant people, and the president, Jews, were taken by lawyers without the awareness of the BT. So, this is the time we can clarify that issue of there's also our program gives the first to be a second bite on the 80th October. The factory 80th October. But once more, to make your things be smooth, you know, presidential, you do have everything with you now. As soon as you leave this committee, it will be very proper for you to second everything to the secretary, so that you can submit the information to the committee members, so that they can start to pay rules with this document, and then at the end, written an amicable social about this, as part of our way forward. 8th October, we can do it. Together, we can do it. Remember, I think I'm trying to summarize the proper that if you might be given a chance, you must come back as a relevant document raising which you're concerned about, you come to us, and then on the day there, you're given the opportunity to come back, and then you summarize the recovery, and those who are not going to put back everything with the virus. But at the same time, we say, thank you very much for the commitment you have shown to us and to respond so quietly. So, because what I like from the members, most of the members are here on the individual facility. But only there and then, we need to pay our ears, the real members indicated that we are in the constituent office. In the constituent, while we are doing our constituent work, members on the ground, there are members who are very professional, who know the place. And this is who can challenge us. We need to be quick so that we can be able to respond to some of the things which you might share. So by saying that, thank you very much. I'll prepare the mark to remain. And then I'll leave it for me. Thank you very much.
I can't just put all that.